on page Reish Tzadik Zayin. The Avodah is the Avodah of Tmimus, the end of the Sefer. I'm going to try to finish the Sefer now. I'm going to have to move, but it's very, very clear, straightforward as far as the actual Lashon of the Bilvavi here at the end. The problem is not understanding. The problem is trying to incorporate it into our lives. The Avodah of Tmimus, not to ask any questions, to ask a question itself is a siman that the Amunah is not the way it should be. So Rav Schwartz continues in the middle of the page, Reish Tzadik Zayin. Avodah zu, she'odah maven b'livo shehu loy maven. This Avodah, the person in his heart understands, but he doesn't understand. So there's no, as we learned last week, there's no place to ask a kasha. What kind of a kasha? What are you asking a question? So the person who in his heart feels, he realizes that he doesn't understand. In order to do this, the person really has to overcome the very nature of the heart itself. What's the nature of the heart? The nature of the heart is that you want to understand. You want to understand something. So we're curious and we're intelligent and we want to understand. So it's a very big avoider for a person to relinquish that need to understand. You see, even when it comes to small things, when it comes to kleinigkeit, things in life, a person wants to know, wants to understand, how come it's like this, why is it like that? So to let go of that, leiv maven, is a very big avodah. It's really an attempt that a person makes to be oikir, to uproot the very nature of my existence as a nivra, in the middle of Reish Tzadik Zayin. The very nature of my existence as a nivra is, I want to understand. I want to understand. I'm a human being. I'm a Baal Seichel, and I'd like to understand. Bitl Hadas, for a person to come to that Madreg of Adelo Yada, right? So without drinking, to come to Madreg of Adelo Yada, to be Mevatel one's Das, completely, without any slightest need to understand. It's bitl betzim l'husat shukish l'niver k'niver. It's really being mevatel, it's completely nullifying the most basic need of a niver, of a human being, which is to understand. Ad kamash ha-niver hu kulei amuna v'kulei bitl. If a person has reached a madrega where he's kulei amuna, filled with amuna, and he's kulei bitl, with a tremendous koach to be mevatel himself, klapei Hashem, mimeila, he doesn't view himself as a nivra anymore, but as a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm only a messenger of Hashem. And a messenger, if he's a true messenger, doesn't open up the envelope to see what's being sent in the envelope. He was told, take this, your job is a shliach, take this and go do this. You see by the Lubavitcher Shluchim, by the Rebbe Zchus Yigen Leinu, even afterwards, but certainly when the Rebbe was alive, so he says to this, you have to go to Chreisavas, to Trinidad, you have to go to Hong Kong and open up. It wasn't a Shaila, why did you pick me for Hong Kong? I think it would be better for me to be in Flatbush. Why do I have to go to Hong Kong? Or where am I going to eat over there? And where are my kids going to have a chinuch over there? And what? It was, you're a shliach, and a shliach doesn't have a metzias of himself, he's a shliach. And for a person to reach that madrega, we're a niver, but we see it's possible, because people, we see that they were able to, the people, chassidim like that, other people that feels that he's completely a shliach. And when a person comes to that madrega of being completely a shliach, he's bottled to the mishmeach, and it's not an inyan of me understanding the shliach. It's not even a curiosity to understand. You wouldn't see that there would be a Chabad, that there would be a fellow that would be curious, that maybe I'll go wherever the Rebbe tells me, but maybe the Rebbe can tell me why he chose. It wasn't such a hechad timsa, as the Rebbe zokt and bosses us. That's it. To learn from that, it's a merdeka limud that we can learn from these guys, and the guys and their wives, the shlichas, that they go like that. Without any kashas, without a need to understand. It's just, I'm a shliach.
By acting this way, you can give the children like that, they see that the parents are...
It's the strongest Musa Haskell to the children. It's the biggest limud. It's not telling them to be idiots. It's not telling them to be people that are not intelligent. is telling them that when it comes to Torah and mitzvahs, yeah, another person wants you to do, always be careful with the person to understand. Someone asks you, someone wants something, but when it comes to Torah and mitzvahs, when it comes to the Bari Olam, when Anna Avda the Kudsha Brichu, finished. An Eved Hashem, Avda the Kudsha Brichu. The problem is that the kids are hearing from us like this. I told you to do something from the parents. I told you something. Don't ask any questions. They're hearing from another Nivra, not to ask questions. But they don't see that when it comes to their parents, as far as how they are with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, with Torah Mitzvahs, that they're unquestioning. They don't see that. So they learn to be cynical. They learn to be cynical. My father wants to be the Boire. He wants me to be obedient to him and not to ask any kashas. But I see that to the Baruch Shalom, my father has a lot of kashas. He's not such a shliach. When the children see that the parents are shluchim when it comes to the Bari Olam, then, as the Rishon, like the Radbaz and other Rishonim tell us, that the whole Indian of Kibbud Av Ve'Em is part of the Indian of being Mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're very closely connected. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father and he's the cause of our existence, by honoring one's parents, one enters into that parasha of being sensitive to and honoring the cause of existence. One's father in heaven. And there's a very close relationship between those two. So when children saw that there are parents who are batal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those children were filled with respect to their parents and they were able to be batal to their parents. But if they see that their parents are not such people, then they have a million kashas on their parents. They have many, many kashas on their parents. The parents say, you're asking me to act a certain way. I don't see that you give yourself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any questions. In other words, without any reservations, you do what you like. Because you want me to be a good boy. You want me to sit in the class all day. You want me to learn Gemara, and you want me to do this, you want me to do that. I don't see that you're such a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you don't have any problems, any bumps along the way with the Rabbi Shalom. So what do you expect of me? When the parents are Jews, that they live in such a way of shlichus and bottle HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the child is brought up in that way to feel that klape Hashem, one doesn't ask questions. And we see this by the old Jews, because they saw that from their parents. They don't ask these kashas. It's what they do. It's not a kasha. That's what they do. Im a nivra writes a lahavinus advarim, but if a nivra wants to understand everything, Klemi writes a lakachas as an hogel lahachnis aisel kelims al nivra, to take Hashem's way of running the world and to squeeze them into what? Into the kelim of a human being, to squeeze Hashem's infinite wisdom and his hanhog of how he runs the universe, that it has to fit into my kli, into my miserable kli, that I should understand it. Then he's not in the world of the Bayre, he's in the world of a Nivra. He's in the world of a created being. And in doing so, he undermines that state of Dveikus that he could have had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not Dovek to Hashem. Dveikus to Hashem requires letting go of one's need to understand. Because when a person makes himself into a shliach, the din of a shliach is that he is an extension of the Mishalech, right? The Shlich is an extension of the one who sends him. And as long as the person has that need to understand and to know, he is establishing himself as a Nivra, which is separate from the Bayre. He is saying that I as a Nivra want to understand. So then he's not Dovek to the Bayre. The only way you can be dovek to the bar is when you let go of yourself and your need to understand. When you reach a madrig of tmimus. Zehu mahalach pnimi, shebesayfa shadover kol yochid v'yochid yagi ilav. In the end, we're all going to reach this. Hashelahi rak im ba'al mahadein o ba'al mada'asi. In the end, we're all going to be bottled to Hashem. The question is whether we'll be able to do that in this world or whether it's going to be after this world. Haderach omnam aruch, it's a long path. It's hard work. Al sof kol sof ha nekuda pnimish eilat tzarech lagihi, the inner nekuda that each and every one of us is going to ultimately have to reach, one way or the other. Adam bo lezeh ha'olam lematara achas v'yichidah. We came to the world with one objective, one goal. La'asayis es v'tzani yisbarach. to do Hashem's will. Ulahavin sha'ein ma'avin, and to understand that you don't need to understand. Lasis v'tzaynei zbarach. Havanish adam ma'avin shu'loi ma'avin. This, to reach this madrega, to truly understand that I don't need to understand, and to feel that I don't even have a need for that. Zui avayda nayra. This is a great and difficult avayda. Shirak yichidim zaychim la be'emes. That only individuals are able to reach it be'emes. Yesh harbe anashim shemusagolam loyma befiyim es hamishpat. Many people are able to say with their mouths the words, ani lo meivin. Look, I don't, you know, I can't understand it. God's ways, you know, when it comes to, God forbid, a levaya, we can't understand God's way. You come to the shiva, God is good, we can't understand it. People say those things. But in their hearts, it's totally different. In their hearts, they're very broken and they're very depressed. And how could God do this? And how could this be? And so on and so forth. Reish ches tzadik. Im adam nimsa b'madrega shabemis leichbis leishu leimeven. If a person taka comes to the madrega, where he really, really doesn't care if he understands, he doesn't need to understand at all. That person, when God forbid he goes through difficulties, and who doesn't, when he goes through Yisurim, not only is he not angry, this is the exact lesson that someone used with me, and I spoke to them, they're telling about somebody that was hurt in an accident, and other people were not hurt in that car, and this person was hurt, and someone called me, could I talk to this person's wife? The man was hurt, and the lady called to say, could I speak to her friend about the husband was hurt in an accident, and she said to me this lesson, that her friend is very angry. So I asked, angry at who? I didn't even want to say is worried or nervous or sad. We used such a lesson, angry. Angry at who? She said she's angry at God. Why is she angry at God? She's angry at God. How come the other people in the car are okay and only her husband is in the hospital? But she used such a lesson of anger. Is angry. I mean, talking about a firm person. Angry. And none of us should ever chalila be put through Yisurim, God forbid. I'm not blaming that person. I'm not saying to say that there's something wrong. But that lashon of anger, because there are people that feel that way. Lorak, but a person who reaches this madrega of tmimus, lorak shenab kois, not only is he not angry, he's angry. Ela she'em le shum she'ela. Doesn't have a she'ela. Hu oimel kadosh baruch hu. He says to Hashem, "Gam im yisurim elu einem misaknim avaynis kol shehem." Even if what I'm going through, my suffering, is not a kapara, because people always try to soothe themselves to say it's a kapara. The reason that I had this problem, or the reason I don't feel well, the reason that I got into this accident, or the house burnt down, chalil, or whatever it is it's a kapara for my avayus. This person doesn't need that to say what that this is that. I'm having these Yisurim, but these Yisurim are helping me with something else. And I'm suffering, but the suffering is getting me off the hook, because it's a kapar. That's not the point with this person. He doesn't need to be on that program. If that happens, it happens, but that's not the point. He doesn't care. He says, Rabbi Hashem, I don't care why you brought these Yisurim upon me. Kim ata Hashem is baruch Hashem says, if you were Baruch Hashem, since you were Baruch Hashem, you did this to me, behechrech shezeh b'seder gomer, must be very good, 100%. L'tevoska nitzchi. It's not a kapara, it is a kapara, but it's not the point. I don't care.
Kolzman. It's not a higher madrega for a person to recognize.
No, this is a higher madrega. This is a higher madrega. Kolzman she'odem mechapes tshuvas. As long as the person is trying to find some explanation. Kapara is an explanation. What are the best explanations you tell these people? Lo'olaini, you say it's a kapara. Or if you're nervous about them being the fragile, more angry types, then you don't start with the kapara, because they say, I never did any verse, why should I have such a kapara? So then you say it's a gilgal. It's not the first time in the world. It must be that 473 years ago, you did something terrible, and that's why you have to go through it now. So then they feel better. Not that there isn't, as he says, that of course there's such a thing as a gogulim, and we believe in that. But this person doesn't need that. The answer is very simple. It's not a shaila. The Baruch Shalom, you did this. You know what's best. Calls matzah mechapes tshuva, as long as you're looking for answers, hu rochek min hanakud azu, you're far from this nakud of tmimus. Im v'shoshu makal b'yisurim. And the only reason we daven for other people is because we're afraid, because those other people don't feel that, and they, God forbid, the other people are gonna, could chalila go through a loss of emunah, or they could, or they're suffering and they have problems and they have pain and difficulties. So we daven for other people. They shouldn't have yisur.
Leads the question: what happened to him? Not as far as doubting the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but as far as what can I learn from it?
Well, that's a good question. That we learned last week, to say what can I learn from this. Is there something, you know, let me think about for the future, what could I do to improve or something like that. That's always a good point. That's not a question.
The question goes back to why did it happen?
No, so then it's just a question, but not why did it happen, but this is what happened. And for me to understand, either to go to a tzaddik or to look at it, like I said last week, the guy, mida keneged mida, his tongue is hurting, so maybe you can lush him. So that's not saying I need to know that this is why it happened to me because you're teaching me a lesson. But mitzidi, since there's an inyan of mida keneged mida, so I'm going to try to work on something, not because that's a way for me to avoid getting sores in my mouth in the future, but because maybe this is a remez that you're telling me. You're hinting to me, you're telling me something, and I'm trying to understand what I could do to improve. And this is an inyan of my life, I could certainly improve. And whether this is the problem or it's not the problem, I anyway need to improve my lashon. My lashon hara, so I'm going to work on it. But it's from that perspective of what can I do, not to get out of the yisurim, but what could I do to improve my life? If that helps, I'm good. If not, not. If the person, while he's going through suffering, has thoughts like Baruch Hashem zel tikkun avayin shali, Baruch Hashem, it's a tikkun for my avayers. A kaparis avanis. That's a kapara. Koloshan anshei halom, which people say. Yeida ne'amana, you should know clearly, shadayin lo'izach la'gila madrega, so that you haven't reached the madrega of tomim tiyem ha'shamach, of tmimus. That's not the madrega of tmimus. Even though Jews say that, so it should be a kapara. That's not the madrega of tmimus. It's better than being angry, but it's not the madrega of tmimus. It's not dveikas basha. It's still the language of a nivra. Still, still that I need to understand. And how do I understand this? It's a kapar. If he thinks that all suffering must be mechaper on his aveiros, and having that thought, he's able to comfort himself and to calm himself down. It's a simon that he still has this need and this desire to understand why am I suffering. His answer is, I heard from this person, I saw in this sefer, that it's mechap. So he still needs that explanation for his yisurim. What's the explanation for my yisurim? It's a kapar. Okay, it's better than other madregas, but still, it's not tmimus. Adam tzarech lichyas b'mahalach pnimi. A person must try to aspire to live in a madrega with his mahalach pnimi. Shel ichbis loy lama yesh lo yisurim. He doesn't care. It's not his business why his yisurim. The same way that the shliach carries out his shlichus and he doesn't open up the envelope to look what's inside. And he doesn't need to know why did the mishalech send me to this place or that place. It's not my inyan. And here it's al haskama v'kama. Since when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know that the reason that he sent you is not only because he needs to do something for himself, like you might have with your boss, but he's doing something which is for you. Which is even better than a mishalech with a shliach. Normally, the Mishalech is sending the Shliach to do something for himself. He's sending you as a Shliach. But here, the Baruch Shalom is sending you for you. So it's even much, it's much better than a regular Shliach. One thing is clear. This suffering the Baruch Shalom has sent to me. And the Baruch Shalom knows very well what he's doing. Zehu. That's it. Beyond that, he doesn't need to understand anything. Even if Eliyahu HaNavi would come and tell you, by the way, I want to tell you something. Let's say Eliyahu HaNavi would come and say to this guy that's suffering, and he says, I want to tell you, there's no, this business of Gilgulim is not, there's no inyan of Gilgulim. It's not true. There's no inyan of Gilgulim. And by the way, there's no inyan that what you're suffering is fixing any of those. You're still... You still have to go to Gehenna, the same Gehenna. Didn't fix anything. Of course, Kamuvan, Shohu lo yochalom, as Eliyahu HaNavi could not say such a thing. Ki elu dvar mufarashim b'svar makadoshim, because we know that there, of course, is Gilgulim, and we know that there's Tikkunim. Achlu yitzui shay barulanu shay yisurim enim tikkun lavan nesayim. But lu yitzui, a person would know for sure that this suffering that I'm going through is not fixing any aveiros. It's not any kapara. It's not anything from an earlier gilgul at all. Gam oz lo hay lo shum mafri. It still wouldn't bother this person. Kevin shabarulo shahayochid shahavilov is a yisurim who are bari yisbar. Because he knows the one who brought these yisurim upon me is the bari, is the creator. V'olav ein lo shum shaylus. He has no shaylus on their bari. I call echem yitonim akir ein sfor shaylus. Each one of us knows we have many, many questions. Loma plani takur b'shidduch. Why is this guy stuck without it, you know, that he is not able to get married? Loma la'almayni ein panasa. Why did this guy lose his job? Doesn't have any money. V'ayu kazeh bal chesed. He's such a nice guy. The biggest bal chesed in the whole town, and he doesn't have any money. He lost his job. V'chulu v'chulu. Millions of v'chulus. Emesi she'en afilu she'elachas. The truth is, it's not even one question. Even though you can think of a thousand. It's not even one question. Ein musug she'ela b'briya. There's no musug. There's no concept of asking a question. That a nivra should ask a question of the bairi. The whole thing is ludicrous. That you're trying to understand in the kelim of a nivra, the infinite bairi. It's ridiculous. Be'atzem itzad ha'nekuda ha'pnimis. From the side of the nekuda ha'pnimis. Adam tzarech lichas b'tmimis amitis ha'mabari. Tamim tiyeh m'shem l'kecha. Tmimis means only if you're tamim. Tamim, then you're what? Tia, as the Sfarim say, Tamim, Tia Em Hashem Lekecha. A person who's Tamim, he's Dovak to Hashem, because there's no Nivra blocking between him and the Bairei. He's totally bottled to the Bairei. He's removed all boundaries and walls that separate between him and God, because what separates a person from God? Himself. The walls of who he is. I need to understand that. It needs to make sense to me. Kapara, Gilgulim, that's all nice. It's a higher Madrega, but Sof Kol Sof, it's not Tamimus. Tamimus is, without any questions at all, I'm a Nivra, he's a Bairei, I'm bottled to the Bairei. Whatever, it doesn't bother me. I don't just say the words inside of me, it doesn't bother me. Tamim Tia Meshem Elokecha. Tam, that person is called a Tam. Even though in the Haggadahs, he didn't always get like the best pictures, you know, the best publicity in the Haggadahs. But the Emes is a Tam Zeh She'en Lo Shum Shailas. The Tam doesn't have any questions at all. Laishuhu loy maven, not because he's not smart. Tom's not a dumb guy. Loy yedei lishol shaylus. We have a person like that in Haggadah. Zui madrega tachtoni yosesh any day lishol. There's a madrega of an any day lishol. No, he doesn't even know what to ask. No, the Tom. Avla Tom madregosa pnimis. He, the Tom is smart, and he could ask. It's not that he doesn't have. It's not any day lishol. She'ena shel shaylus. What's the Madrega Pnimis is that he doesn't ask questions, not because he doesn't know to ask. There's no tachlis to asking questions. Not because he doesn't know. Any day lishol is any day lishol. Is something missing with him. The Tom is Tiyem Hashem Lekecha. I don't have questions. I don't need any answers. K'mechein Einem Mitzapel Kabel Tshuvas. He doesn't have questions. He doesn't need answers. Hushayef ach v'rak lasayis is v'tayna b'riyaz b'ach. He just wants to do the Ratzon Hashem. B'li lahavin b'chal dover lomo madu, without needing to know why and how come. Kishahodam chai b'mahalak hazeh, when a person lives this way, hu megil in the kuda ha'pnimis amita shal t'mimis. Then he can reach the nekuda ha'pnimis of t'mimis, which is the tachlis of dveikus b'Hashem. Ain la filo sheila achas meshal kolachem, doesn't have one. He's a smart person. Doesn't have one question on a kadosh baruch hu. Ain la filo sheila achas meshal kolachem. Ubeshar she tamim tia hayu nimse im Hashem lekecha. That's what it says. Tamim tia im Hashem lekecha. Lagame bedvekus nevani is dovek tasha. K'mo b'chol inyon nehami. And this is not the way. We're not going to go into it now. I spoke about a few sha'an pasha shmeis. But Moshe ben Avi asked, "Lama harayos lama zeh shlachtani?" Right? He asked, "Why did you? It's even worse for them. Why did you send me?" So when you see Moshe ben himself is asking on the bayrei, "Why did you send me?" And I spoke in Pashas Moshe's shul. The difference between a tzaddik speaks this way was the inyan of a tzaddik speaking this way, to try to be melamed schus and to help as a form of tefillah to help you, as opposed to a kash. It's not a kash. K'may b'chol inyani hamidus. Shein themselves, and by the way, Chazal says the Moshe Rabbeinu was like a punishment, even for that. So, k'may b'chol inyani hamidus. Shein themselves gam b'hakar, v'gam b'teisa hakar, shalom. The same thing when it comes to all midas, that there's a conscious awareness, but there's also a subconscious issue going on with a person's midas. So a person gets angry. So why are you angry? So I'm angry because this person didn't show up on time. But the real reason that you're so angry is not because that person didn't show up on time. That set you off, but you're angry about something else. So there's always something deeper going on. Same thing here. Gam be'in ha-shaylus. When it comes to questions with Hashem, yesh non shaylus shein b'hakar. There are some questions that a person understands that he has a question. Like, why is this guy such a nice guy? Why did he lose his job? Such a nice guy. How come he's sick? V'yesh non shaylus nimtzos b'teisa ha-hakar shalom. There are other questions that we don't think about, but subconsciously they're part of who we are. But we're not in that place of emunah, we're not in that place of tmimus. So the things that bother a person, so subconsciously, it's sitting on his heart, and that affects his avodas Hashem, because he has questions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'afen nidmalei shebahakaruhu lo yishal shaylos, even though it seems to him that in an open and revealed way, he's not asking any kashas. He says everything Hashem does is fine. Olav lived like ba'emek liba, but like it is with all midas, you have to check deep, deep, deep into your heart. Hayim be'emes lo mafri like klum b'chaim. Is that true that there's nothing that's bothering you? You don't really have any shilas. Maybe you have shilas, you're just not admitting to yourself that you have shilas. Hashem yesh lo nekudas mesuyamas b'chaim shemafri yislo. There are things inside, deep inside of you that are bothering you. You have shilas, you have kashas, and how Hashem has been with you, and what kind of a life you've had, and the difficulties you've had, and so on. If a person feels anguish, we're not talking about physical pain, but inner anguish or pain, emotional, psychological, and so on. Whatever that is that you're suffering from, that it hurts you. God forbid, a child that's sick, you're heartbroken over something. He hasn't yet reached the shleimus of this unbelievable madrega of tamim tiyam Hashem alakecha, Yaakov Avinu, of tmimus. He hasn't reached this madrega. Vaday shekidei lagiyel l'sha, in order to reach that madrega, nidreshas mihodam avayda atzuma, it's tremendous avayda. V'kol echad v'echad tzarech l'nasas l'kachas advarim l'skada behem kochal shiyuchal. Again, not like we spoke about in this whole inyan of l'shma and tmimus, not that we're holding by reaching the ultimate madrega, but certainly to work on it, at least b'meshik kechol sheyuchal, we're able to. Avon the kuda hashava apnimi shel advarim hi lagila mahalach echad pnimi shel chaim im emunah pshuta b'barayel. But the underlying nekuda hapnimis of all of this avodah is to come to that madrega of living one's life in emunah pshuta b'barayel, the simple emunah in the b'barayel without shilas, without kashas. The Laishum Shailas. Koma Sha'ival Adam, Homakabu Besimcha Kipshutai. Whatever you go through in life, in Makabu Besimcha Kipshutai, Mamish. We're not talking just about big suffering, even the little things, the disappointments, and so on. Besimcha Kipshutai. The Koyach Hamuna Habruish Alhu Oma Vaye, the Burn Shalom said, and thus is thus, Hakash Boch Yodea Mahu Isa, the Burn Shalom knows what he's doing. In the earlier prakim, we were Isaac with the subject of emuna. Chavakuk Hanavi came and he put everything on this one point. The tzaddik v'emunasa yichya. The tzaddik lives with emuna. Zu ha'akara ha'pnimis shel ha'emuna. It means that the ultimate goal is to reach that madrega of emunah. It doesn't mean just to say, I believe in God, but to come to this madrega that we're learning about now. She'ain shum she'elis. Tmimus. No questions. Loirak. Emuna she'esh b'ra olam. Not only belief that there's a God. V'lo emuna b'hargoshu m'chosh she'akadosh baruch hu nimtza imo. And higher than the madregi v'emuna that we spoke about at the beginning of the Sefer, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always mamish with you every second. Ela emuna kazu. But to reach a madregi v'emuna, shemikoicha adam chai ragua v'sholev kol yomav. A madrega of Amuna that will give you the ability to live a life that's completely calm, completely quiet, sholev, a world that's completely serene, quiet, without worrying, without being nervous, such an Amuna. Kfi shaman the Purim or the Gematria Sha'ela. Right? On Purim, a person comes to the madrega of Adulayada where he has no shaylos. So Purim is the Gematria Shalev. Yesh LaHaysef, and we could add, Shogam B'Gematria Sholev. It's also the Gematria of Sholev. Sholev means that tranquility, inner peace and tranquility. Shalva, tranquility. Now Purim is not a day that you would say is a quiet day, and yet the whole Nekuda Pnimis of Purim, which is Ad Lo Yodav, coming to that Madrega of Amuna, Ad Lo Yodav means that no Shalev. Not like Pesach, we spoke about last week with their Shalev. With the kashis, but to come to Purim, which is the last yontif of the year, right? To come to Purim, that madrega of ad liyada, I don't need to know. I don't want to know. Enough giving it is haman. It's Mordechai. It's ad liyada. I have in my life good things. That's Mordechai. In my life bad things. Haman. It's ad liyada of an armel. It's enough giving it to me. Only that brings a person to the madrega of sholev, of tranquility, of total menuchas and nefesh, of complete inner peace and quiet. When a person is mevatel all of his shailas, yesh lo shalva amitis, then he reaches a madrega of true shalva. Menuchas emes v'emunah, which we taste a little bit Shabbos, a person on Shabbos can live a little bit to taste that. Menuchas emes v'emunah, menuchas shalom v'shalva. That's what it means, menucha, menucha emes. What does it mean, true menucha? Not menucha, a person's turning over in his head, or even if the person falls asleep, but inside while he's sleeping, he's getting an ulcer. You know, there's so many things going on in his life, and he's still nervous and worried. Menuchas emes, and when can a person reach menuchas emes? Only ve'emuna. Only with emuna. Menuchas shalom v'shalva. That's where a person can come to that. Shalom v'shalva. Menuchas shleim shat reitzeba. That's Shabbos. There's nothing more pnimi that a human being can reach. To come to this madrega of Dveikas Bashem, to have total shalva, complete tranquility. The person in this madrega is mevatel himself, kol kula l'kadosh baruch hu. Loshoyel klum, doesn't ask any questions. Elohelacham Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'tmimus, he goes with the Baruch Hashem b'tmimus. Gechol shanivra karv yosel asogia she'em l'shem shaylas. The closer a nivra gets, a person gets to this madrega that he has no longer any shaylas, that he's coming closer to the madrega of Purim. V'usameach iman hogis abari b'chol eis b'chol shah, and he's happy with the Baruch Hashem, whatever the Baruch Hashem does. Ben ar hamel l'moch Mordechai. It's no nafkimin. That's why Purim is the happiest day of the year. There's a nafkimin. There's ad lo yad. Because as long as you need to know, you can't be happy. The simcha of Purim is, I don't need to know. And from that, a person's happy. I don't have any questions. I don't have to understand. This is the Ratzon Hashem period. That person is so close to the Bari Olam. That's why Purim is such... Yom Kippur is only Yom Kippur, and Purim is the closest day. Kachol shu rachik mimena, and the further you're away from this madrega, kach yis rachik mi bar yom, that's how far you are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Babdenu lekras siyam, as we're coming to the end of this sefer, and this b'yin ma'ad b'yaitzim kol d'veinu, let's take a look at what comes out from all of this. Derachnu lo'erach kol haderach, we've been walking through this entire journey along this path. The Mahalach Shematroso Achas V'Yechida, with one goal in mind. Lahavius Adam Lamatsev, she had Dovuk or Makusha Bebari Ayim, that a human being, a Yid, should be Dovuk, should be attached to Makusha Bebari Ayim, to be completely Makusha to the Bari Ayim, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitarech Kriyas, Velimur HaDvaran, Sarach Alor Midlot says, from learning all that we've learned, the person should come out as much as possible, Kamish Avsha, and Nekuda Achas Pshuta, but the one simple Nekuda, Rashis, Ein Malasas Bechayim, there's nothing that I have to do in life, Chutz Milavid is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, besides being Oved Hashem, Lias Karav Elov Be'emes, to be truly close to Him. At work, in yeshiva, at home, in school, whatever. Vaday Shemikan Ve'elach, Olav Lahamshech V'lavid B'drochem Shnesbar Barachav. Obviously, a person has to practically put into practice all the different ways that we've been learning about how to come to this Madrega. Achim Kona Odom La'atzim L'kala Pacha says Reishim HaDavar, but even if you haven't been able to, come to all the Madregas that we've been learning about in the Sefer, but at least that there should be a Reishim, that at least what we've learned made an impression upon you, that this is the Tachlis, this is our goal, this is the Avodah of a Jew in this world, there's a Reishim, at least it made a Reishim. All of Lotzes Mikana Makuda Achas Pshut, to come out with one simple Nakuda. If it made a Reishim on you, then at least come out with one Nakuda. She'ein ma'alasas kan ba'ilam hazem l'vad l'avad Hashem. If nothing, no other Tachlis in life. L'vad l'avad Hashem. V'loy mitzad avaydis bitla gashmis. And I'm not telling you, and I've never said that at all in the Sefer. That means you have to leave your family, or to stop eating, or to give up, you know, your shoes, and to throw away your car. It's not bitla gashmis. I never said anything about bitla gashmis. Elam mikoyach taharis ha-nefesh. We're talking the whole Sefer about taharis ha-nefesh. Purifying yourself. Shall the magish believer is kiyum divechach mikoladam havel havalim amakahelas. That you should come to Madrega where you're able to look at this world and to feel havel havalim. I don't need the car. I don't need the suit. I don't need these things. Havel havalim amakahelas. And if I have this, then what's the avoida in this world? Marana Meshgiach. That's why it's only after Rosh Hashanah, after Elul, and Slichas, and Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Hashanah Rabbah, a person come to Kehelis, which is Havel Havol. And that's why you go out from the house, you don't need the house anymore, you sit in the sukkah, it's Havel Havol. Everything that I thought is so important, I have to have my house, I have to have this, I have to have that, that's Havel Havol. You don't have to have anything, only the Rabbanim Shalom. You go to the sukkah, which is Seldim HaMenusa, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's all, you don't have to have anything. Maran HaMashgiach Reb Chaskel Levinstein Zatzal. His Batei Pam V'Omar, Reb Chaskel once said, Shekol Yehudi Tzarech Lichtoy B'dam Levavoy, every Jew has to write with the blood of his heart. As a Pasuk, the Pasuk, Havel HaHavolim Omar Kehelas, Havel HaHavolim HaKol Hovu. That a Jew has to write with his heart's blood, that Pasuk. That's Reb Chaskel Levinstein. That's Klaimer, not just to believe that Shlomel said, Havel Havolim is Taki, Havel Havolim. You know, but at the same time, that you say Havel Havolim, you're going to Meshuggah to get that Hevel. You're nuts to get that Hevel. You're standing in line for the Hevel. Taki Hevel. Standing in line like these Meshuggahim that they'll go in line for some show. What a show there was. What was it? It was freezing cold. Oh, there was for the people, the New Year's, right? That they were standing outside there. So what? So standing outside for 6, 7, 8 hours, or someone that they interviewed, they asked somebody, the inauguration came the day before. It was a cold day. They came the day before. They were waiting like 15, 16 hours for this historical moment. So a Yid standing there says, that's Havel Havolim. It's Havel Havolim. It's Havel Havolim. What are you doing here? It's Havel Havolim. It's Havel Havolim. Like they say over, you didn't use the say over thing. There was a Yid that he didn't have any work, so he went and they got a job in the zoo. The lion was sick and they didn't, so they gave him a lion's outfit and they said, listen, you have to go in there. You just go in this. There's no lions there. You just go into this cage, and here's this suit. And people come there to look in. You make believe, you know, you're a lion. That's your job. and we'll pay you a couple of rubles, you know, for this. So, okay, he had no money, he had to get food for the family. He goes into the cage, and he's in this cage, and he roars, and he's thinking to himself, it could be that a Yid came to such a place that I have to do such odd things to make a few pennies, if I have to stand there like this. And what happens? They open up the cage, and they take a lion into the cage. A real lion. And he thinks to himself, "What's good? I can't believe it. I have nowhere to go. This is crazy. I'm just." So he doesn't know what to do. But the Lazeberry says, "This thing is going to eat me in a minute." He looks hungry, this lion. So I get the Ashray, Shema Yisrael. And the other lion finishes, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's another joke. That they wanted to have two lions in the cage. So the whole thing is Havel Havel. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What you're pretending to be a lion, and he's pretending to be a lion. It's Havel Havel. I'm like a Hakol Havel. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's all. So he says, to write it with one's blood, not just to say, I believe that Shlomo Melchior is right, Havel Havel Makal Havel. Rather, Shitzorah Gamma Munis Chacham, Aval Odom Tzorah, good to believe Shlomo Melchior is good. Aval Odom Tzorah, Lahargis, Bamuchas, that's what Chazko is saying, to write it with blood. You feel this, you live with this feeling. Shein Marlasas Kan Ba'adam, like Kesef, like Zorv, like Oichev, like Shire, and Yoni Hilam, as that's Havel Havel. The Tachlis is, Avadis Hashem, to say that, you know. Avodas Hashem with this world, Al Shem Tov HaKadosh, fine. You like Musi, you like Chassidus, this way or that way. But certainly everybody agrees that the world itself is Havel Havol. Rada Shekesh Odom Oichel Hu Chash Anor Rigis V'Chalef. Certainly a person eats something, it tastes good, you feel for a second a pleasure. It passes. Avod Tzvich Elias Lo HaGoshas Chaser Nerv. You have to feel, ach, I'm still on such a madregu, I enjoy the food. This is not the tachlis. The tachlis is not what I'm tasting. The tachlis is tamu v'kitay v'ashem. In a shach davke lebali madrega. By the way, he says this is not only shach the big bali madrega, the big tzaddikim. Kol mishum is born in ma'at bebriya. A person who looks a little bit honestly at the world. Royes atapuche sha'olam oiva yom yom. He sees the upheaval that the world goes through every single day. Look. It's a gelechta mamish now. The Baruchel made a joke from this whole area, this whole neighborhood. It's one big gelechta. All the big knackers walking around with the neckties, with the pins, and the things and the kerchief over here. And they're all a gelechta. They became a bunch of schnorrers. And they're all getting like arrested, or they're all being investigated. That they're taking money from the government and they're giving out to their friends and to their, like schnorrers. The whole neighborhood is it's a big schnurrer place, and everybody thought these are the biggest crackers in the world. And the president of the United States appoints these guys as the biggest talkers. This guy, I don't want to say his name, but learning this, but this guy is a mushkas, a manuvel, and he's going to be a treasurer of the chreisvos in the cabinet. And the guy's a ganav, never pays his taxes. So havel havel mamish. Person just, you don't have to be a Balmadregi to see, it's Havel Havel. And he's a Baldover. This guy is going to run the whole inning of commerce in the United States government, meaning how people conduct business. And he doesn't pay taxes. There's a whole side of businesses that a person is honest and ehrlich, and any decent farmer pays his taxes. And this guy is a Baldover in the Congress for how many years? And he's going to be the secretary of this union, and not only that, but he allowed himself to be up for the position. The covet and the gaiva is so strong, even though he knew that they're going to scratch a little bit, like they do on a lottery card, and they scratch a little bit. And he sees Ganev, and then he's going to have to go in front of the whole America, embarrass the president, which is. Bizyonis, that he has to embarrass, not the president's fault. As the president, he has to tell me 10,000 times, are you a Ganev? He says, me a Ganev? I'm a world leader. I'm going to be the cabinet. So the president says, you sure? He says, yeah, 100%. And then he takes the job, and then he says, okay, I'm going to be for this job. And then they check a little bit, Ganev. So then, I can't believe like what the president must be saying to this guy. Wait, how could you make Bizyonis for me like that? You know that you don't pay taxes. So why did you even let yourself be considered for this? So what's he saying? He says, guys, I like the idea that I was considered for a cabinet position. Now they're talking about maybe putting me in jail or something. It was kedai, because for 2 weeks they thought I was going to be a cabinet. Havel havel. That's all it is, mamish. It's not for Baal Medrager. Every minute, every hour, hakol mebulbul, it's all a big bilbul, confusion. Ain yitzivus l'shum tov, nothing is stable. These big people become nothing in a minute. Kipshut, that this guy Madoff, a ganav, a gazlan, that came out, I heard on the radio this morning, with 162, how much pages of all his ganavis, of all of the people?
15,000.
I don't know how many names, people that he ganav. And this guy, a few months ago, was walking around with a pina colada someplace, in the Bahamas. He's like controlling the whole world economy. And now it's a gelech of the whole world when they say that Bernie Madoff, besides that they have in it that he's a Jew, and Zechil Hashem, he's a name that became a joke for the whole world. A joke. Everybody was coming to him, Kari Mishtachim, to this guy. Well, he wasn't accepting stamp people who came to him to make investments, right? He had to be a big chash of a person. You or I would come to him and say, Bernie, you want to invest with you for 10%? He says, I'm going to lose. How much are you worth? I'm worth only $28 million. $28 million? Go talk to somebody. It's bothering Bernie Madoff. And now his own friends and family wouldn't give him the time of the day. They wouldn't give him the time of the day. The whole world is like that. Kipshuta. B'toich kach, olav la'gila, kor ha'pshuta, she'em alasas b'chaim, or la'avad z'kash baruch, or chalila avdai. Person, even a balseich who comes to realizes this, that's havel havolim. The only thing is avayit is Hashem. So in the kuda ha'pshuta, sholdem tzorech la'hashvish b'liba p'nima, to bring this deep into one's heart. Mitzad echad es nekudas ha'shlila, she'em alasas kan b'olim. On the one hand, this whole world is a galachta. U'mitzad shenish nekudas ha'chiv, Ha'amitis in a positive way. So one is shlis means in the negative, to see the world as an Irishkeit, and there's a chiyuv ha'amitis sheyesh malasis, which is what nitin liyas karv lebari oylam kan b'olam hazeh. That's the choice. The havel havolam or kivas Hashem. That's your choice. That's our choice. Havel havolam, Bernie Madoff, or the bari oylam. No, that's what it is. So we think, there's stuff in between. It's not true. It's havel havolam or the bari oylam. One must base and build his entire avayit on this one nekuda, simple nekuda. Shlila gemur shel olam, the world is not a world. Uknisa amitis, and entering truly and deeply lahavana sheyesh malasas b'chad. What's the tachlis of my life? As halach lefnei Hashem ba'atzas achai. Not after you die. In this world, as halach lefnei Hashem, to walk in God's presence. Ba'atzas achayim, in the land of the living. While being alive, that kol mashiyesh lasas kan b'olam. That's it. L'shalachem Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'vad, to go with the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's it. See, in the Sichas Hischaskes, we'll see maybe the new one that just this parasha in Vishalach. I'm almost finished with the whole thing. He has the on Vishalach, the piece on Shavis Hashem, the avoid of Shavisi. This is l'shalach of Hashem. Vaday shaderech lagila kachia de limud and so holding your Shabbos Shira and Pashat Mishal. Vaday shaderech lagila kachia de limud atayra. Certainly, we come to this by learning Torah, keeping the mitzvahs. I'll call pertain the prati pertain all the mitzvahs, all the halachas. But as we learned throughout the sefer, the fact that you're learning and the fact that you keep all the mitzvahs, unless you're working on this avayah, that you're not going to necessarily come to it. There are plenty of people doing all the mitzvahs, but they don't come to this. The goal must be a hi'achas. Lich yais and bari oilam, to live with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Ein shum deva'acha b'cham, there's nothing else in life. Oliyais im ha'bari oilam, or klum. That's it. Ram Kelev gets samovas. Even if I walk in the place of chalila, of samovas, of death, I'm not afraid, because you, ki'ati imadi, you're with me. Im loy chaim im bari oilam, if you're not living with the Baruch Hashem, if you're not in the world of ki'ata imadi, then you're in the world of tzalmaves. Zui matzav shel tzalmaves. That's the choice. Tzalmaves or ki'ata imadi. And that we have to, every time we speak by Shalashuvas, that's to be mevarah that. When we sing Mizmor David, Hashem roi loy echsa. Gam kedel begeit salmavas lo yira ki'ata imadi. You have a choice. It's either ki'ata imadi or geit salmavas. That's what it is. Salmavas, people should sell umavas. Sell means what? Shadow, dark. It means a shade. It means it's not really anything. It's a shadow. That's what it means. Bernie made of sell. Go on. It looks like it's something. It's nothing. Havala volum, heder, klum. Heichan hu oisei geit salmavas. So you might think Gates Hamavis means, God forbid, going to the concentration camp, or Gates Hamavis means going to some horrible, disgusting, dangerous place. No. Mishik Tsas Mizbain and Roya Miyad Shalamainika Pshuto Gates Hamavis. The whole world is a Gates Hamavis. Hakol can sell, like a shadow. It looks like it's real shachayla, if nothing. You see, then you try to grab onto it and you see, what is it? But if you live in a world of Ki Ata Imadi with Rabban Shalom, Yeshla Hakol. Then you have everything. Vim ein leyes hakiati imadi. But if you don't live with kiati imadi, hu reik mikol vakol, you have nothing. Havel havolim. Sarach legil hakar brur. You have to reach a clear hakar, clear understanding. Ad kamash nita, as much as we can. Sha'af im yesh l'adam kinyonei elam hazeh. That even if you have what you need in this world, things that you need, a mishpach and family and so on, elahim dvarim ni'imim, it's very nice, very pleasant. Avloya tachlis. All that's not the tachlis. Al tachlis hi achas. L'shtamish b'chol inyoni v'tanuge elamazeh. Not to get regard for it, to have those things, fine. But everything in your life, all of the pleasures and everything you have, is k'dei l'skar v'l'bayarim. Only to help me get closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom. To see him and everything, to thank him, and all the avoda that we learned. That everything in this world is only a way for me to feel appreciation and close and thankful and so on. Hamatara, the objective, see achas. I will hadrochim. It's one goal. This is the goal. I will hadrochim lahagiyeleha. The way is to reach this goal. Mishtanis ma'avlo adam. Each person is different. What he needs to concentrate on and what to focus on. Ha hadroga shadam oived imatzmai. Eina hadroga shenidreshes b'shal shu oived imnebeso. The way that you work with yourself, that's not the same thing. You have to know with your family, with your wife, with your children. You have to work with them according to their level, according to their pace. Ayimachem, other people, friends, people that you know. Each person is different. Barish like kol nekuda matim l'kol echad v'echad. Obviously, not every nekuda that I've spoken about or that we learned is for each person. It's not necessarily for that person and that where he is in that time in life. V'al kol nekuda nedreshes me'odim his bainanus. And each nekuda you have to think deeply about. It's seyur tefillah and tadavin for me amek alayv. From the depths of your heart. Yizakeno kadosh baruch shakol ma'aseinu kan yula to'elis. Halvai should be. That everything that we're doing should be a to'elis. And this entire sefer, whenever I speak to Rav Schwartz, it should be a to'elis, it should be a benefit for this tachlis, to help people reach this tachlis. V'kol echad yekabel es mashu tzarech l'kabel, that each one should be makabel from the sefer, what is able to be makabel, that all of us should be zayicha to come closer to Hashem, v'lasis le'nachas ruach, and to bring him nachas. K'divrei chachmeinu zal, like the Gemara says, Ashrei mi shegadol b'Torah, fortunate is the one who grows in Torah, v'amala b'Torah, and his whole struggle and hamelus and hard work is b'Torah. V'aseh nachas ruach li'yotzet, and he gives nachas ruach to the one who created him. Hadrachelon v'hadrachelon. Baruch Hashem.